20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. For the second time in less than a week, a U.S. fighter jet has shot down a high-flying object, but that seems to be where the similarities end. For example, officials say they don't know who this one belongs to. And then there's its size. Here's White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The object is said by U.S. officials to be about the size of a small car, much smaller than the Chinese balloon shot down last week. It was noticed by defense officials last night flying over the northernmost part of Alaska. Fighter pilots saw it up close and determined it wasn't manned, but that at 40,000 feet it might pose a risk to civilian aircraft. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the debris fell into frozen Arctic waters where the military will aim to recover it.
We're hopeful that it'll be successful and then we can learn a little bit more about it.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
With more than 22,000 people dead after the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, relief agencies are struggling to get through with crucial supplies. AmeriCare's chief medical officer, Dr. Julie Varghese.
We have another shipment en route with critically needed chronic disease meds. So you think about people with diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure that are now out of their medications and need restock.
CBS's Tina Krause.
Turkey's president toured the damage Friday. He called the earthquake one of the greatest disasters his nation has faced in its history.
Dünyanın en büyük arama kurtarma...
And he admits his government lagged in its initial response. Friday, Syria's president made his first public appearance in hard-hit areas since the disaster. The Syrian aid group, the White Helmets, describes the situation there as absolutely catastrophic. Tina Krause, CBS News.
The search for classified documents appears to be over at former Vice President Mike Pence's house. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
Pence advisor Devin O'Malley tells CBS News that the DOJ conducted, quote, a thorough and unrestricted search of 5 hours and removed one document with classified markings and six additional pages without such markings that were not discovered in the initial review by the Vice President's counsel.
In East Jerusalem, police say a car rammed into a group of people, killing two, in the latest violence on the West Bank. A new canopy at a park in downtown Memphis is dedicated to Tyre Nichols. It's called the Sunset Canopy because Nichols liked taking sunset photos. His mother, Rovaughn Wells.
We appreciate all the love and support that we have received from our communities and all over the world. I know my son right now is smiling down.
Five fired police officers are charged with Nichols' beating during a traffic stop and murder for his death 3 days later. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 169 points and the NASDAQ lost 71. This is CBS News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-935-7267,
and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. Now, these gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-935-7267.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order.
Call 1-800-935-7267 now
to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out.
That's 1-800-935-7267.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 13th.
In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m., followed by the Residential Options Committee at 11 a.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Committee will meet at 4 p.m. The North Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will hold their regular Board of Education meeting at 6 p.m. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 4 p.m. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Board of Public Works will meet at 6 p.m. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will take place at 6:15, and the Finance Committee will meet at 6:25. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet from 2 to 4 p.m., and the Health and Human Services meeting will take place from 5 to 5:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 16, tonight under clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 42, tomorrow clear skies. Clear skies again, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Dry with temps well
above. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour. Dom, we made it all the way to the weekend, buddy.
Good job, Crudy. Good to be with you, man.
That is, you know, each and every week, if I make it all the way to the weekend, I like to celebrate on Friday night.
Hell, I start Thursday, because I can make it through a Friday, man. Party starts Thursday.
Well, okay, but we're here on Friday, so can we celebrate today as well?
Sure, sort of course.
Sort of make it a two-day affair. 844-967-2789. Airing of the grievances. Welcome. Hell, it's encouraged. Lightly screened by Ebone, if he's paying attention. But he's paying attention. I'm teasing. Here is my grievance, Dom. These freaking spy balloons, man, they're everywhere. The headline, breaking headline. Fighter jet shoots down object over U.S. waters. This apparently another spy balloon, Tom, over Alaska. The object, which was about the size of a small car. And I read that, a small car, like we measure things and... You know, is that like a small midsize or like a smart car? Because a smart car?
Right, you're renting a car. Is that the small car?
You know,
because, yes, it's a small car, man. A small car. Less than 6,000 pounds.
Smaller than a Pinto.
Yeah.
The object, which was about the size of a small car, was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet over Alaska.
Oof. Close for comfort, man.
What did Sarah Palin used to say, when those fighter jets, well, she didn't speak Western, but she said something. When those fighter jets come ducking in over Alaska, that's pooty poot. And I could see them from my house. Do you think Sarah Palin spotted this balloon from her house? Do you think she was trying to shoot it down, Dom?
It's entirely possible.
I know over on Fox News they're going to lose their mind about this, Tom. Joe probably should have known about this and shot it down before it even took off the ground.
Washington Post reporting on this as well. Apparently, President Biden directed this strike. Pardon me. The Pentagon recommended downing the object because it was soaring at about 40,000 feet, potentially threatening civilian air traffic. It was taken down over frozen territorial waters off the coast of northeastern Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle. We're still trying to learn more from it, Kirby said. I want to stress again, we don't know what the entity, entity owns this object. There's no indication it's from a nation or an institution or an individual. Whether the object was capable of surveillance, Kirby said the United States has not ruled anything in or out. Biden was first notified of the object on Thursday night after fighter aircraft were dispatched to observe it more closely. Its speed and small size, coupled with the nighttime darkness, left military commanders with few easy options upon initial intercept. Fighter aircraft were dispatched again on Friday when it was determined the craft did not have a pilot on board. They worked really hard to try to get as much information as they could about this object, Kirby said. It was difficult for the pilots to glean a whole lot of information. A shootdown carried out by a pair of F-22 Raptors launched from Anchorage.
Do you think the pilot's call sign was Maverick?
Maverick. Goose. So another one shot down. Kirby, final thought here. We are going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States. As I said earlier, the president takes his obligations to protect our national security interest and those of us in the safety and security of the American people is paramount. And he's always going to decide and act in a way that is commensurate with that duty.
You said duty.
So another object shot down. Number one, I did see some reporting about some previous, what you don't call them UFOs anymore. They're unidentified aerial phenomena. So totally different.
I mean, I'm UFOs, calling them Chinese spy balloons.
That was so, you know, back in the day, but now it's, you know, all official. It's unidentified aerial phenomena. That maybe they have, in the past, one of these balloons, or more than one, were misidentified as this unidentified aerial phenomena. Now this thing shot down the size of a car. We'll have to wait and see. But a couple of thoughts. Number one, if this is from China again, you know, after the first four, or how many, who knows how many they're letting up and out there, right? We don't know over the course of how many years this has been going on. So what happens to the relationship? I did see some headlines about, you know, the calls, you know, the direct line between U.S. and China is going unanswered. It's just ringing.
Man, you're acting like we just caught China cheating on us on the Ring doorbell or something. You know, China's been getting away with it up until now, but now that we know that China's cheating on us, now we're quite hurt about it. Well, come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. How much effort, thought, energy am I supposed to put into spy balloons? My understanding is we do know they were spy balloons. We know that they were trying to track communications, but I mean,
well, I mean, it's spy balloons, spy planes, spy satellites. I mean, yes, the nations use spying techniques on their friends and adversaries alike.
If I learned nothing else from the Trump administration, encryption apps.
Yeah.
Encryption.
WhatsApp?
That's not the one I use, but.
Oh, that's not the one.
844-967-2789. You know, I would tell you which encryption app I was on, but you don't need to know. I'm not sending you those messages.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim from Whitefish Bay, right down the road from Dom.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm from the neighborhood, and I'm looking out over the east over Lake Michigan. I don't see anything yet, so I'll report back later.
You stay vigilant, Jim. If you see those balloons, you call us right back, man.
I mean, it's a clear, beautiful sky.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I just want to be another cheerleader for civic media and state expansion. I just think that's such a wonderful thing, man. There's so many progressives hiding out in the woods. And, you know, there's that old business adage, you know, don't complain, just do something. And you guys are doing it. And it's the voice of reason going out over the airwaves. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate you call us the voice of reason. I like to think of us as the devil's advocates. So maybe one voice of reason and Dom.
Depends on the day. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, man. Certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hello, Dick.
Hi, guys. CJ, you know, this nonsense that he spews all the time. George W. Bush in 08 runs the country into the totally into the ditch. And then Obama has to clean up everything. But Trump, 25% of the debt in 4 years, you did this? And this clown sits there and talks about they are the fiscal conservatives. I just don't... Where does this happen that somebody could be so misled?
But Dick, let's not heap it all upon the direct actions of the Trump administration. A little bit of credit I will give them in this regard. During the pandemic, the rapidness with which they moved money out into small businesses with the PPP loans. Now, obviously, a lot of corruption happened.
A lot of fraud, sure.
But I don't think the fraud was being perpetrated on the government level. I think it was being perpetrated by individual bad actors, many of whom are being caught and prosecuted.
Like Robin Voss, you mean?
Well, I'm not alleging there was anything wrong with the loan. Understand, the first round of PPP, you really didn't have to prove you needed it. Just, you know,
sure.
Man, the world's coming apart.
I get that.
They were just trying to keep people on payrolls. But that helped balloon that debt. A pandemic helped balloon that debt. We kept our economy from crashing, and some of that help happened under Trump. There were bipartisan plans. And then it was the Democrats that picked up that mantle when Joe Biden moved into office without the support of Republicans. But it racked up a lot of debt, dude. We shut down our whole economy.
Well, but on the other side, guys, had we not done that at all, we would have went into a total free fall collapse, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, Dick. Just like I wasn't.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't
so
pissed
what were you
gonna in 07, 08 when
we watch it collapse.
No, I'm not suggesting we should have. I actually, if you heard me, Dick, I was commending the Trump administration in that regard for starting the ball rolling on some of the small business relief. But I didn't take any great issue under Obama when we propped up General Motors. I did take some issue when we propped up the mortgage industry, the mortgage-backed securities, the Lehman Brothers, when that happened. They jammed billions and billions of dollars. The U.S. government forced some lenders to take liquidity. Take money. We are giving you money. What? Yeah, take money. Well, of course, what do? You take money. And we haven't quite unwound from some of those policies yet.
No, when we were talking about the socialist conversation that the Republicans were discussing in their House committees last week, I brought up some of that debt still outstanding from those banks that still owe the American people, the government, billions and billions of dollars. And yet, and again, going to this very issue. I mean, this, yes, it did add to the deficit, no doubt. And it did it save the economy? Yeah, probably. But that's a reaction of socialism, isn't it? That's the government printing dollars to do that. It's exactly what they claim they're against. But under their administration, they engaged in that process, rightfully so, and ballooned the debt. You know, how are you going to avoid that? But now not taking any responsibility whatsoever for any of that, just moving along? Come on.
Don't worry, Dom. We'll make it all up on Foxconn. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday to us all.
What is the deal with the smart car?
For one rose or a dozen, One Rose greenhouse arrangements ranging from trendy to decadent, they are ready to impress that special person in your life this Valentine's Day. Surprise them with sultry roses or expertly designed long-lasting floral arrangements. Whatever your desire, One Rose has it all. For one rose or a dozen this Valentine's Day, stop on down to One Rose Greenhouse, 2331 Sampson Street, Wisconsin Rapids, or call 715-423-5981. Don't just send flowers, make a statement.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there next at 844-967-2789. Let's get to Portland, Oregon. PT, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good.
Hey, good, good. So I have a grievance of confusion, I guess. You know, with Darrell and Kelly, it sounds like, Crute, you think Kelly is the worst candidate.
Yes.
Is that right?
Let me not confuse you. I think Dan Kelly is a horrible candidate, and therefore I support him to be the conservative's choice on February 21st. Why do I think he sucks, PT? Because he was already, even with the incumbency of a Scott Walker appointment and getting on the court prior, I mean, he had a four-year warm-up. Incumbents always win, unless they're contemptuous bastards like Dan Kelly. Guy got smoked in a spring election by 163,000 votes. Hagedorn won his seat by 5,600.
But you saw the Oppo on... so you're basing it on history. But did
I've
you
met
see the
man.
Oppo on Darrell?
I've met the man, PT. I've met the man.
Yeah, yeah.
To know him is to find him contemptuous and not want to vote for the guy.
So I have a little saying for you. You can take PT out of Wisconsin, but you can't take Devil Radio out of PT.
Because nice.
Because I am tuned into dialing up your radio station around, I think, 2 o'clock. Is that 2 o'clock here?
Pacific time, baby. So, 2 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
Leftist coast.
And your app is working swell. Really, really nice. You know, it used to be you have a few kinks in it. No more. It's beautiful. So I really enjoy that. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. All right.
Thanks, PT. Appreciate you, man.
The kind words. Now we save all the kinky for the host. And I love when people listen to us on the Civic Media app, Dom, you know, because I can kind of sort of keep tabs on them. I am keeping tabs on our audience.
It's kind of creepy, man.
Sort of reverse stalkerish, you know, not like specifically. But when you know you got a guy like PT listening in Portland, right? There's a dot on Portland right now. I can look. So, first and foremost, shout out to Victoria, Australia.
All right.
Our most distant listener. Someone's been listening for like 90 minutes or more. Great radio. They've enjoyed. And then I saw someone in Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm unfamiliar with that part of Wisconsin. We're from Wisconsin. We originate here. And I don't know every small town. But I start dialing in on this little dot. and I see red granite, and I keep dialing in, and I'm a little concerned, and I'd like to shout out to whoever's listening to us in the bottom of the red granite quarry off Highway 21. I feel like we should send help. Like someone was like out for a jog or, you know, more likely with our audience, you know, maybe walking the dog or something. Dog starts chasing a rabbit. Next thing you know, one of our fans is in the bottom of the red granite quarry right now, Dom. If that is you and you're doing okay, please call us. Otherwise, local authorities in the Red Granite, Wisconsin area, check on our friend at the quarry. The rest of you, 844-967-2789. We got friends everywhere, Don. Like to think.
All over the place.
Let's go back to the phones. Why does CJ keep calling us then? I just stumped CJ. Cleared off the line. The guy's wasted my phone lines. Let's go to Terry from Columbia Heights, Minnesota, perhaps listening on 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota, KTNF.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there, Don. And I want to tell you something. I listen to you guys religiously every day. This is the one show that I have to listen to every day. And I just got one question to ask. Could you tell me, is CJ's initials, do they stand for cranky jerk?
It's Clay something, but yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
could
there's
be.
Also we could come up with all sorts of things that stands for Terry. That some of them may not be appropriate for the airwaves.
It's like he gets himself worked up into a lather for radio's sake, you know, because you meet the guy and he's not so bad. He's not so bad.
Well, every time I listen to him, and you know, if he had an argument that was intelligent, it'd be something. But every time I listen to him, he just. I mean, there's just nothing there. Terry, you guys shoot him down every time.
Well, Terry, he might be getting paid by, like, the local Republican Party. So, like, he comes and he stirs up our conversation, pulls us away from something more important. And then every time the next caller says CJ, I think he gets, like, a quarter in his tip. Well,
you know, that makes a lot of sense. So, see, that's why I listen to you guys. You can clear things up for me right away, see?
Well, whatever his motive, Terry, it's pretty low rent.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job, and like I said, I have to listen to you every day.
Well, Terry, you got excellent taste, apparently.
Thanks, Terry,
every day.
It.
That's all we ask. You know, we used to ask about 30% more, but now we just ask 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Yes, we give everybody a break. All you got to do is 2 hours.
If you're not getting all of us in your local market, well, there's a Civic Media app. And we got this new Madison Mad Radio brand. I recommend you listen to us here. That's what all the cool kids are doing. That's the very first one. But you can listen to us all across the network because, Dom, I don't know if we're worldwide, but that dude in Australia thinks we're cool. And so does, I hope. A fine fan in the bottom of the
Though, so you can get on the app and you can pick like which station you want to stream some.
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay, so if you're like WAUK in Waukesha here, you could just click on that and then that would gauge, that'd be that channel. Because there's different programming at different times on different stations.
Yeah,
right?
we've got a lot of programming in common, but there are a lot of differentiated programs and we try to bring local content in each market. And don't forget, tomorrow, man, we got the Cripes Cast rolling out at noon all across the network. And also, first time, if you didn't hear, the Gravedigger with our friend Earl Ingram. I got to see a little of it live when they were taping it. It's going to play out tomorrow, 1 o'clock, across the Civic Media Network. That and the Braised in the Wisco, those three shows, all worth a listen. Start at 11, then 12, then 1, and then Devil's Advocates again on Monday. 4 to 6, that's all we ask. 2 hours each day.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The town of Grand Rapids Police Department identified the vehicle that fled the scene of a crash last week. It happened last Thursday night around 8:45 p.m. at the intersection of 80th Street South and Washington Street. The Grand Rapids Police Department sent out a thank you to everyone who shared their post on Facebook and gave assistance in identifying the truck. The Southwood County YMCA is holding their I Heart Southwood County YMCA Bingo Challenge. Pick up a bingo card at the front desk next week and complete one bingo line for a chance to win a variety of prizes. Fill the entire card for a chance to win a local gift card prize. Cards must be returned to the YMCA by March 22nd. The McMillan Library is holding their tabletop gaming event on Saturday, February 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Drop in any time to learn a new game or play an old favorite. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 16. Tonight, under clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 42. Tomorrow, clear skies. Clear skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Dry with temps well above average, Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
I tell you, man, they're listing worldwide. Welcome, David.
Hey,
what
David.
Do you got for us?
Hey, Gertie. Hey, Don. I just called to, you mentioned that you could see that those people out here with, well, I'm actually in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm not in what's-her-name's district.
Good for you.
She's close, though. I think she started in Marietta, and she got kind of booted out with something I was listening to the other day. But she's like near Rome, Georgia. But, yeah, no. But, I mean, we all, you know, we had the Herschel thing. But I started listening to you guys with WCPT, and then you did this app thing. So, yeah, it's groovy. I enjoy the program almost every day.
Dude, I can see you. I see you, man. Not only can I hear you, David, I can, like, see a blue dot on the map kind of outside Atlanta there.
Well, I'm in a park. I walk here every afternoon. It's beautiful.
You're not the guy in the bottom of the quarry in Red Granite, are you?
No.
I've seen some of those quarries around here. They're too much. But, yeah, no, I'm from Detroit, but I've lived down here for, you know, 30 years.
I won't hold the Detroit part against you, David.
Oh, man, you're my best friend now, David, right, from Motown. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, David, what the hell's going on in Georgia, dude? I mean, how does Marjorie Taylor Greene, is it that split up down there? Is it, how does she get elected again?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Like, where I live, it's north of Atlanta. It's close to Kennesaw, Marietta. Very white, totally all Republicans driving these great big huge gigantic pickup trucks, you know, four wheel drive, and you see a lot of the idiotic flags, and it's bad around here. You just kind of gotta. I mean, there was a guy at the Kroger the other day. He had a F Biden hat, and he wanted reparations from everybody that something about Biden on his T-shirt. But the hat at the Kroger. I said to my wife, I shouldn't have said something to him. Hey, nice hat. I like his hat just to hear what he had to say. But it's really bad, you just got to lay low and keep your mouth shut. The vast majority of people are Republican.
David.
I mean, most of my neighbors. Go ahead.
Well, I prefer to hear more about your Republican neighbors, but I just wanted to mention.
Yeah.
I know that you're on the north side of Central Park, but I actually prefer Renaissance Park there, just down Linden, and then you take the left.
Weird, man.
That is a little creepy, sort of NSA-like, isn't it, David?
Oh, you can see exactly where I am?
I can. Yes, sir. Well, now that you told me at the park, I zoomed in on the park, and I can see you. You're right off Linden Avenue there, sir.
No, it's Town Lake Parkway. You must be over on the other side. Town Lake Park, this is a beautiful development, golf courses, nice homes. I've lived here for, I built my house, I've lived here for a long time. It's a beautiful area. My wife's a teacher. She can walk to school. It's nice. Living in Georgia is nice, except for, all the loonies. But, little by little, we're seeing, we got our friend, Warnock,
man, you guys have really stepped up, and I look forward to more of Georgia stepping up. Fani Willis, man, district attorney.
Are you in Fulton County?
Fulton County. I mean, what are your thoughts there, man? What are people saying?
I don't really, talk to many people, but I try not to bring it up amongst people because I don't. I'm an independent contractor. And I can't get involved, because occasionally I do slip and say something, and I open up a can of worms. I'm like, oh damn, so I got to back off, and pretend like, it's not that bad. Yeah, right. And go out and puke, but it's like, it's crazy. I mean, I had, I have very intelligent, very wealthy people that, that vote for, well, obviously Kemp. Because these people are like, what is that one general, what's the thing, one heartbeat away, not heartbeat, what I'm saying? There's a phrase, I can't think of it. I'm
David, off. Let me ask you one quick question. Do you perceive yourself to be really good at what you do? Then let your freak flag fly, baby man. Let the chips fall. If you're good at what you do professionally, you shouldn't have to worry about your personal ideology, and I know that's a thing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going
to speak. I used to work in mortgage banking with a bunch of Republicans, dude, and I was the only blue guy in the office, and I never forgot who I was. You got to be proud of being the only sane one on the block.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a law firm, and somehow they caught wind, and they're like, they were talking about, oh yeah, they start talking about guns and stuff like that, and they knew, they knew, obviously my political leanings. And like every time I showed up at this law firm, they'd be, oh yeah, they'd bring something up, and it's indefensible, and it's insulting to somebody that actually, you know, thinks about stuff. You know, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean,
see, David, I didn't factor in that you might actually want to have gainful employment in the future. In the prior advice I gave you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's crazy. But, I mean, it's all good. I mean, I think little by little, you know, because they're so outrageous on the other side, people are like, these guys are ridiculous. I mean, like, what did you see just yesterday or whatever with Boebert and, you know, yelling at the Twitter people? She sounded like a high school kid.
Yeah. You know, Larry the Cable Guy said she sounded like a crazy ex-girlfriend heckling, like the comedian on stage, but like the ex-girlfriend's there. And David, thank you so much for listening to the what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Tell your friends around the Atlanta area. And then you got some cover. Then I don't know which dot is you. You know, don't keep us a secret. Tell people.
Tell your Republican friends, man. We'll take all callers. We'll convert them. We'll help you, David.
We got people listening down in like Gainesville, Florida, all across the Texas. You know, it's wonderful to see all the little dots. We're growing down. We're like a fungus growing across the nation.
That's one way to
We're
look at it.
Spreading.
Pardon me.
Well, I'd like to think good ideas spread.
Well, I mean, sure, the truth helps. Some fun conversation, a little banter here and there. I think that certainly helps. But you know, you got to be of the mindset to want to hear something different. I mean, if you're in your silo and you're the Fox Newsy, and you know you got your money, you got your play, and you got your pad, and you're comfortable, and you don't think about, you know, other people, other things, you know, the empathy maybe isn't there or the experience isn't necessarily there. You know, you're maybe apt to stay in those lanes. But, you know, sometimes life gives you a jerk and it pulls you off your lane and it forces you to see other things. And I think that's a nice thing about it. I mean, if you think you got it all figured out, what's life worth living? You keep on rolling, man. You got to learn new things, experience new things. Travel a bit, man. You start seeing different cultures. Read. You know, what is it? Reading and traveling. It'll cure the racism, right? It'll cure those things. But if you never leave the three-county area, and you're married to your second cousin, it's going to be a little tough, I think.
I got family down in Thomasville, Georgia. That's down on the state line, kind of across the border from Gainesville, Panhandle area. Georgia, I'm sure it's lovely. Never been. Well, I've been there.
I used to drive through all the time. You know, had a couple of flights in Atlanta, layovers. When the kids were younger, we used to go to Florida for the spring break. And one time we got stranded with a plane thing. So like, hell with this. And you get little kids in the airport. You know, it was just terrible. So we're like, you know what? Next year we're driving. So for years we would just drive down to Florida. I did it as a kid. I'm a road warrior, so it's not a terrible thing for me. But I always remember like driving. I think it was from Georgia going south on like 75, getting into Florida, and you see this, pardon me, you see this big ass Confederate flag. And it was just, I mean, huge, like you know, the one they got up here at the insurance company up in Sheboygan, you know, a big, big Confederate flag.
In Sheboygan?
Just, no, down in Florida, northern Florida. And so, you know, that's, you know, obviously very prevalent down there. So, you know, I did see, to bring that up, the guy who, the insurrectionist who walked through the Capitol with the with the Confederate flag got sentenced to, what, 3 years?
3 years,
I believe it was.
Baby.
Yeah, 3 years. Now, that guy actually took that Confederate flag and apparently, according to the prosecution, was like jabbing the cops with the pole as a weapon with the Confederate flag. Apparently, he didn't consider, you know, the negative racism connotation that came along with carrying the Confederate flag. I guess he just thought it was like the General Lee and he was just a rebel.
States' rights guy.
Yeah.
Many good people on both sides.
Not so much.
Speaking of the former president, Dom, of course, you know, this is the big Super Bowl weekend. Maybe it's why I'm feeling a little less political, a little more lighthearted. Although I might be traveling this weekend. We'll see. A little work travel, perhaps. But you know who's doing a little Friday afternoon quarterbacking? Why, it's former President Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he's not attacking the teams about to contest on the field. He's not attacking the Eagles or the Chiefs. He's going after Rihanna, probably because she's black.
Right, and female. Uh-huh.
So, you know, two of his favorite things, black female. Here is the headline at The Hill. This one merited coverage at TheHill.com. Trump attacks Rihanna ahead of the Super Bowl. Without her stylist, she'd be nothing. Now, more ironic words have never been spoken. This guy, have you looked in the mirror, sir? We talk about the fact he projects, but Rihanna's got real talent. She's got Grammys. Rihanna can sing her ass off. You, President Trump, just have a really bad...
No, remember towards the end of the 2020 election when he was starting to freak out on stage and he started doing his little dances? You remember that weird Trump dance thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So strange.
Well, it's very similar to every white stepdad you ever saw chaperoning the middle school dance, Dom.
Daddy-daughter dance.
Trump's post, apparently Trump posting against Rihanna, you know... Trump's post came in response to a post on social media from Rep. Ronnie Jackson. But how the hell did that guy go from being the White House physician to President Barack Obama to declaring, didn't he declare Trump like fittest president ever?
Of all time. Was that him? I don't remember now.
He might have fallen after, you know, I mean, I thought they called him like Dr. Feelgood at the White House, Dom. And then he got elected as a Republican rep from Texas. But if you're comparing the health profiles of Barack Obama, who I understand, Dom, occasionally sneaks a cigarette, and Donald Trump, come on, man. Come on. Anyways, Rihanna and Trump have clashed before. She won a legal victory over Trump in 2018 when her performing rights company, Broadcast Music Incorporated, informed the then president he could no longer use her music at his rallies. So he was just, what, appropriating her music? And she wanted to, well, she just said stop, cease and desist. After a Washington Post reporter tweeted that her music was blaring at a rally in Tallahassee, Rihanna responded, "Not for much longer. Me nor my people would ever be at or around one of those tragic rallies." Wish we could say the same, Dom.
Oh, I know you keep dragging me to them. A crudy little flashback. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the presidential physician, gushed about Trump's health during a briefing at the White House, touting the president's good genes, how he did exceedingly well on his cognitive test, and his excellent cardiac health.
Man, woman, camera,
television,
devil's advocates. Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. Dial them up. 844-96-PARTY.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the streets of the world,
the Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this gorgeous Friday. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Thomas, I'm checking up on our audience listening to us on the Civic Media app. You know, like a stalky neighbor. Asked you out once, you said no, and he kept peering through his windows every time you left the house. I'm that guy right now, Dom. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about another one of our audience members. So I'm seeing another dot in Wisconsin, unfamiliar place. I'm like, what's up there? Oxford, Wisconsin. Seems quite nice. Wisconsin Highway 82 runs through it, kind of going east-west. And there's a little round lake called Oxford Lake. And about 40 feet, maybe 100 feet from shore, I'm not sure how big Oxford Lake is, there's a dot that would seem to indicate somebody's listening to us in Oxford Lake.
Well, maybe they're doing a little ice fishing, man.
Maybe somebody lost their cell phone down a walleye hole. If you are out ice fishing on Oxford Lake, either call us or text us, please, at 844-967-2789. Make sure you assure our audience you're on the correct side of the ice. I'm a little worried, man. We got a guy in the quarry and red granite and somebody in the lake in Oxford.
We just have very adventuresome listeners, man.
They take us with the Civic Media app.
One more headline, then back to the phones. 844-96-PARTY-CRUDY. Raw Story reporting a January 6th rioter who became famous for posting video footage of himself smoking a joint on the Capitol steps has demonstrated a complete lack of remorse for his actions. Federal prosecutors allege in a memo asking the court to sentence him to more than 2 months in prison as evidence.
What's the crime? Is it the weed smoking or being on the Capitol steps?
Yeah, he was the rioter. He was one of the rioters. He was charged illegally entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, impeding government business, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, unlawful picketing, and obstruction of Congress. He pled not guilty in April of 21, but accepted a deal. Apparently, they want to do like 2 months. But as their evidence of him showing a complete lack of remorse, Crudy, they cited his Facebook post in the aftermath of the attack. I'm damn proud I was there, the post read. For those of you calling for an investigation, why don't you try investigating these nuts with your chin? So, asking
the
for...
The ever clever these nuts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That sounded... No remorse, Dan. No regret.
No, I think there's no remorse there.
So what do you think? What could he be subject to? What could be, you know what I mean? Like if he's not getting the 2 months, you're getting 2 years?
No, I think they're asking for the 2 months. There's apparently a deal going on here, and part of that deal is what, the 2 months? So we'll see. We'll see.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see who's there at 844-967-2789. That guy's still in the lake in Oxford, Dom. Rico from Rock County, man. Stay off the ice.
What's up, Rico?
Oi. The only ice is in my glass, man.
Yeah. It's the happy hour at Rico's house.
Yeah. Hey, we need a, you know, guys, I think we need a balloon committee.
is I think we got to have a we need a balloon committee. And for once, I kind of agree with CJ. You know what? Biden is brilliant. He not only pulled that brilliant okey-doke on him on the Social Security issue, he kind of let a little something slip, CJ. It's 2023. Let's think about 2033. Do you think, just think for a little bit here, CJ, I'm only asking for a few seconds of your time. Do you think electric cars might have figured into that 10-year, and maybe Joe just kind of let that cat out of the bag? Just think about it. That's just food for thought, you know. Something for you to chew on tonight while you're sitting there in the basement, you know. Just wonder if 10 years from now the electric cars don't make a difference. And he did walk the statement back, too, by the way. He did.
Well, it's an observational criticism. I get it. I thought it was perhaps more of a slip. But 10 years, I mean, some of these major auto companies are dedicating themselves that within 10 years they're going to move away from internal combustion engines.
Dom, you missed the point. And at the time, in real time, I'm like, oh, that's a gaffe, Joe. You know, that's not the first Joe Biden gaffe, but don't argue with the Republicans over the viability of the Green New Deal through the concept of 10 more years of oil and petrol production, right? Because I'm like, oh, man, 10 years. Stop arguing that fight. Stop fighting
right?
Well, and then three times he went back to that. He was baiting them down. I didn't see it in real time. But after the fact, in retrospect, by the time they got to the Social Security argument, right? They were ready. They were ready to call Joe Biden a liar. They wanted to call Joe Biden a liar. And then he pulled him in. He already had him in his clutches. And then he all, in unison, made the entire Republican caucus stand up and celebrate his recently found advocacy to never cut Social Security or Medicare. I think it was brilliant, dude.
That glorious. It was glorious.
That might have been Joe's best. I told you, I got a Republican buddy, very political, who said that was the most strategic thing he has ever seen. Giving Joe Biden a hell of a lot of credit, more than you ever do.
Well, I mean, yes, but good credit goes to Joe Biden, no doubt. But, I mean, look at the people he played. I mean, we were talking about it before. Do you think they're going to be hooting and hollering? I mean, this was a hooting and hollering crowd, man. It wasn't. I don't think as hard as it normally would have been to, you know, pull people into such a game.
I bet they were playing a little three card Monty in the back. 844-967-2789. Some of the last grievances of the day. Our pal Wisco Paul. He's got a moniker. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Nice show today.
Not a great show, just sort of a fair to middling, mailed it in kind of show.
Nice, you know, nice. It was nice. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was nice.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, the GOP is never happy. They're never happy about anything. Hey, I got a quick one. I know you guys talked about it several months ago, but my grievance is against Merrick Garland not taking on the Trump conviction or whatever himself and hiring a special prosecutor to do it. The man's running for president again, for goodness sakes, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know what's the deal with Merrick Garland.
Hang on now, Paul. Let me talk you off the ledge here. We only got a few seconds left. Come on, man. Jack Smith laying the lumber down. We announced it yesterday. Former Vice President Pence, he's going to be under oath. He's subpoenaed. I mean, that's like the last guy you talk to before you make a decision to potentially indict.
Dominic, the relaunch, like a phoenix from the ashes, outside the pizza box. Coming up at 7 o'clock, originating right here from WMAD. No, that's not us. WMDX, Mad Radio, and Native Roots.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 90.